Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Twins and Reds, game two of the three-game set at Target Field, and the Tigers gaining ground, others gaining ground in this wild card race. Kansas City heating up. They already have a win under their books, under their belts, as they try and reel in Cleveland in the American League Central. And joining us to talk Twins and Reds, Bobby Nightingale from the Star Tribune. Bobby, good to visit with you. And we should remind folks, not only do you cover the Twins now, but you used to cover the Reds. So this has got to be kind of a fun weekend for you.
Yeah, it's fun. Getting to see a lot of familiar faces. Almost feel like Kyle Farmer. Also, I feel like I've covered him forever, and he's, you know, one of the most popular players here right now, just with how much he's been talking to both sides of the dugouts.
Yeah, and the Reds got a big grand slam from a really good young player that blew the game open on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, Ellie De La Cruz, I mean, he's one of those potential faces of the sport type guys. I mean, you know, obviously Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt, but if you go on physical tools, he's got to be right up there. I mean, I think he's the fastest player in the league, has the strongest arm, hits the longest homers. You know, I think exit velocity, he ranks top 1% of the league. So all that, you know, as a 6'6" shortstop, I mean, it's kind of one of those guys you rarely see, you know, one of those once-in-a-generation type athletes, and leads the league in stolen bases, and as you saw yesterday with the grand slam, has a ton of power when he's able to connect with the pitch.
Yeah, and what's amazing, we've kind of been spoiled by young players with a lot of talent, Royce Lewis and all the grand slams, but that was De La Cruz's first Major League grand slam.
Yeah, you almost take for granted how Royce made it look so easy early on in his career. And but yeah, I mean, it's one of those, I feel like grand slams are just one of those that you, obviously getting bases loaded opportunities aren't in your control, so you have to run into a lot of them, but it seems like Royce just, for whatever reason, always has a knack. I mean, he's had a few this year, you know, bases loaded opportunities and hit one off the wall for, I think, a three-run double recently. So just one of those guys that, you know, the situation always seems to find him.
A little more on Friday night before we take a look at the remainder of the series and the stretch drive here for the Twins as they try and get into the postseason. Bailey Ober gave up the home run early, then settled in, and then things got ugly in the seventh.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those. He was cruising until he wasn't. Had kind of a three-batter situation. I mean, one was a triple off the wall. That hurts. Gave up a run on a squeeze bunt, which, you know, that was one. What can you do? Gave up another hit that turned into another run. And then finished strong. I mean, he struck out his last two guys. But for as well as he's pitched lately, you know, only gave up two runs and or two one run and two hits in his last two starts entering yesterday. So he had raised the bar pretty high. Wasn't able to get quite that successful, but I mean, if you know Jorge Alcala doesn't give up that grand slam, you know, he pitches 6 2/3 with only giving up three runs, still a quality start, would have kept the team in the game. I mean, it would have been a 3-1 game, so probably had a worse line, pitching line than he deserved. But it, you know, just the fact that how much the Twins are counting on him and Pablo Lopez to kind of shoulder the load with such a young rotation, you know, he's been quite consistent. It was just one of those. An inning kind of spiral just for, you know, three batters that ended up being the difference.
We ended up talking about it on the post game show on Final Pitch here on CCO. The Reds pitching has been on a roll as of late. They've been getting very good pitching so far in September.
Yeah, it's very surprising because they've had a ton of injuries to their starting rotation. Like Hunter Green, one of the better young starters, an all-star this year. He's been on the injured list. I think if you go by like their top five starting pitchers this year, like the guys who have made the most starts, none of them are healthy and one of them got traded away. So, you know, they've kind of had to do a makeshift rotation with a bunch of rookies. And, you know, yesterday was Julian Aguiar's sixth career start. The guy today pitching for them, Nick Martinez, has kind of been a mix between starter and reliever. So they've been kind of making do and those guys have been pitching well. You know, they're not really in the playoff race, which is kind of the unfortunate thing for them with how well they're pitching. But it's one of those, I think when you look around the league, you look at like the Twins, you know, you don't want to be in the spot where you're starting three rookie starters in a playoff race. But that's just kind of the reality for a lot of teams is it's just not a lot of healthy starting pitching out there.
Bobby Nightingale joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Reds tonight, game two of the three-game set at Target Field. Simeon Woods Richardson will be on the mound for the Twins. And it goes without saying, he has been a good story much of the year. He's filled a huge role. And I don't want to say it's come out of nowhere, but he has certainly stepped up with the opportunity.
Yeah, I would say almost came out of nowhere. I mean, if you looked at kind of his numbers last year in AAA, it was pretty inconsistent of a season. I mean, if you squinted, there was some positives at the end of the year, but came into this spring training throwing a lot harder than he did in the past, getting a lot more swings and misses, and seems like he's kind of hitting like a fatigue wall lately. His last three starts, he hasn't been able to complete five innings, and his velocity's down. But you look at what he was able to do throughout the entire summer. I mean, I don't know if the Twins are in this position in the wild card race, especially, you know, still holding a lead if it wasn't for him. I mean, you look at where Louis Varland struggled in April. They were kind of in a tough spot. Chris Paddock's injury and the way Simeon Woods Richardson pitched, you know, he wasn't a top-rated prospect entering the season, just the way he was able to give him quality innings. And he's still one of the youngest guys on the team. You know, that was huge for them.
Bobby Nightingale joining us from the Star Tribune ahead of the Twins and Reds. Lineup card 5:30, first pitch 6:10 from Target Field. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate. As a matter of fact, the skies, the clouds are going to thin out. Low tonight, 66, and the weather looks good for the final game of the homestand tomorrow before the Twins head for Cleveland and Boston. Final road trip of the regular season coming up, and then they return home to take on the Marlins and the Orioles to close it out. Let's get to the good news for the Twins. Byron Buxton back in the lineup. Hit a home run last night that tied the ball game at 1-1. Huge to get him back, even though the club and Byron admitted he's not 100%. He's ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, Carlos Correa's back today, and neither of them are 100%. I mean, it's one of those. There's 15 games left in the season. The team's only up 2.5 games in the wild card race. You know, if you're up 7 or 8 games in the wild card and you feel like you're going to make the playoffs, you know, maybe you can wait another week and see what happens. But they don't really have that luxury right now. And especially what those guys bring defensively, they need them out there. So, you know, fighting through it, obviously when Byron Buxton is, you know, healthy or at least semi-healthy and connects with one, he can still do what he did yesterday and drive one out of the ballpark. And they're hoping Correa can kind of pick up and where he was at an all-star level before he went on the injured list right before the all-star break. But it's one of those all hands on deck. I mean, you're seeing it. Griffin Jackson's pitching multiple innings. You know, they haven't been shy about going to the bullpen early with some of these rookie starters if they get in trouble early. So, but, you know, you can definitely see the urgency this last week and a half or so, and you're going to see it continue for the next 2 weeks. I mean, there's just not much breathing room right now in the wild card race.
And Bobby, your lead on Carlos Correa today, talking about trying to come back, and your colleague at the Star Tribune, Phil Miller, has alluded to this as well, that he's been willing to try anything, and that's different shoes and so on and so forth. And you get into that right out of the gate in your story today.
Yeah, so he's wearing a different pair of New Balance cleats. You know, it looks different if you look at it like upside down. The way the cleats are at the bottom of the shoe is a little different than most players. So I'm guessing that's to give him a little bit more support for his heel than, you know, the normal guy who's running. But it's one of those, you know, it was something that bothered him for months. He had plantar fasciitis last year, and it's a lot more painful this year, he said. And up until about a week ago, it was unplayable for him. So the fact they were able to find a solution and find treatments that are able to get him on the field, that was that's a big win, especially if he's able to kind of play in the big moments like he did last year. I mean, you saw what he did in the playoffs when he was semi-healthy last year. If he can just play at that level and kind of elevate the rest of the team, I mean, that's huge going into the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and Bobby, him not even going on a brief rehab assignment is a little unusual. He's been on the shelf for a while. He last played before the All-Star break. So in that case, he's taken some live BP. They brought in some minor leaguers, and he deems himself ready to go.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, they brought in four guys from high A to pitch to all their injured players, Buxton, Correa, Max Kepler, and Manuel Margot. And, you know, that's instead of sending them, you know, St. Paul Saints are in Columbus, Ohio right now. So instead of sending Correa to Columbus and saying take a couple days, and it's a little bit more controllable. You know, you can get as many at-bats as you want with these live at-bats, as many as the pitchers can throw. So you can get more than you can get in a normal game. You can kind of do more things defensively. Some games you only get two or three balls hit to the shortstop. Some games you hit 10 or 11. So able to control the variables a little bit more. So it kind of worked out that way. I think in a perfect world, he definitely would have taken a rehab assignment just to prove he's healthy and has his swing back. But just kind of shows where they're at. I mean, when you can't afford to lose two games or three games in these final 2 weeks with the Tigers kind of playing as well as they are, you know, it's one of those that kind of forced their hand and said, okay, no rehab assignment, just kind of go off of what you did against the minor league pitchers and, you know, hope for the best. But, you know, Byron Buxton looked fine when he took his swings yesterday with the homer. So, you know, maybe that's a model that works for them in September with just using the minor league pitchers.
And he will be in the lineup, of course, tonight and bat six. And we'll have a sneak peek at that lineup a little bit later on, but Carlos Correa will be at short and bat six tonight in the Twins lineup. Hey, Bobby, always good to visit with you. We really appreciate the time you give us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale, Star Tribune. And once again, at the website startribune.com, he's got a piece on Carlos Correa's return to the lineup. It is 5:16, and we are going to come back in a moment. Why don't we keep it right here, get you some college football scores, then come back, update the Major League scoreboard, update those standings one more time, and have a sneak peek at the lineup. All right, Jonathan Lowe, what do you got Big Ten-wise?
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and get you the Big Ten scoreboard, a couple others from the local or the regional area. Excuse me, as we go through this Saturday. It is at the end of the third quarter, number 18, Notre Dame, all over Purdue, 52-7. Early fourth quarter at Huntington Bank Stadium, the Gophers leading Nevada 27-0. It is early fourth quarter in Corvallis, number 9, Oregon is leading Oregon State 39-14. They just scored to get in the end zone, did the Ducks, and just expanded that lead. Michigan State, early fourth over Prairie View A&M, 33-0. Early fourth quarter in Seattle, Washington State leads Washington 24-9. Iowa has gone on top of Troy, 17-14, late in the third. Michigan and Illinois were winners early today. Wisconsin loses to Alabama. Northwestern, Indiana versus UCLA. Nebraska, Maryland all playing tonight. In the Pioneer League, it was St. Thomas defeating Black Hill State 24-14. Missouri Valley, North Dakota State, and East Tennessee State tied at 14 early in the second quarter. Coming up a little bit later tonight, South Dakota State hosts Augustana. Northern Iowa is going to be that team at Nebraska later on this evening. North Dakota wins over Idaho State 52-28, and it was South Dakota had their game canceled at Portland State with a bout of whooping cough for pertussis moving through the Portland State program. That's your update for right now.
All right, very good, Jonathan. Quick check of the MIAC. Big game today. Wartburg out of Iowa went to Collegeville and got beat by St. John's 35-13. St. Olaf beat Luther 53-7. It was Rockford over St. Scholastica 31-24 up in Duluth. All the other action underway later. Concordia out on the West Coast at Pacific Lutheran in Tacoma. Martin Luther at McAllister tonight. They're out of the UMAC. Bethel at UMAC, University of Northwestern, and Roseville at 6. And Minnesota Morris at Hamlin tonight. Some finals out of the Northern Sun. The early games in the books. Bemidji State beat Southwest Minnesota State 33-0. It was MSU Moorhead pulling the upset at UMD 30-29. Dragons beat the Bulldogs in Duluth. It was Minot State over Northern State 17-14. And Sioux Falls holds off Marion, a wild one, at Bob Young Field 35-33. All the other action in the Northern Sun coming up later on. Real quick, WIAC at the moment. Some finals. It was Stevens Point beating St. Norbert in DePere, suburb of Green Bay, 24-3. Whitewater beat Roosevelt, 24-14. That was in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Cole outscores Eau Claire in Eau Claire in two overtimes, 43-41. And La Crosse beat Northern Michigan, 35-21. Oshkosh taking on Linfield, Platteville, and Dubuque. No score available. By the way, Stout and Dickinson State. Let's see if we can get a final on that one. Stout was leading at 22-14 late. They indeed win at 22-20. The final of that one. You're up to date on the scores. Quick break. Back to MLB. Twins and Reds lineup card at 5:30.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Twins and Reds, moments away, lineup card 5:30, first pitch 6:10. Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound for the Twins. Final game of the series tomorrow, and we should remind you, our sports coverage continues on Sunday with The Huddle, starring Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz. It starts at 10 a.m., and they'll turn it over to the Twins game tomorrow. All right, some pursuers of the Twins were winners. A team in front of the Twins already won, and that is Jonathan Lowe's Kansas City Royals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates today, the final 5-1, so they gained ground on Cleveland. They're in second in the division, and they're the number two wild card in the American League. Meanwhile, Boston trying to get into the wild card race. They won in New York, beating the Yankees 7-1 today. just underway. Cleveland hosting Tampa Bay. They are scoreless, just underway in Detroit. The Orioles and the Tigers. And, of course, the Twins are most concerned about the Tigers because they start play today, tonight, 2.5 games back for that final wild card spot. Twins and Reds on the way momentarily at Target Field. And once again, the Reds 5 games under 500, and the Twins at the moment 9 games over 500. But more importantly, in that third and final wild card spot in the American League, just 15 games to go in the regular season. Another look at the schedule. Reds today and tomorrow, then 4 in a row in Cleveland starting on Monday. The matinee comes Thursday. Then it's on to Fenway Park next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They return home, 3 with the Marlins, 3 with the Orioles to close out the regular season. Can they hang on and get into the postseason? You'll find out here. News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, sneak peek at that Twins lineup as they'll go behind Simeon Woods Richardson. Eddie Julian will lead off. He'll be at second base. Matt Wallner will be in right. Once again, Wallner in right, batting second. Royce Lewis will be at third and bat third. The DH, Trevor Larnach. Then Byron Buxton will bat fifth. He'll be in center field. Carlos Correa will bat sixth, as we mentioned earlier, with Bobby Nightingale. He'll be at shortstop, of course. So Buxton came back Friday night. Correa today. Willie Castro's in left. He'll bat eighth. Jose Miranda today at first. He'll bat eighth. And Christian Vasquez will catch, and he will bat ninth. So the Twins will go Julian, Wallner, Lewis, Larnach, Buxton, Correa, Castro, Miranda, and Vasquez. So, little good news. Max Kepler, he could be on the comeback trail as well. We'll see about that. Chris Paddock could be available when the postseason arrives. We'll see about that as well. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe today, our producer. I am Steve Thompson. Twins and Reds coming up next here on the home of the Twins. News Talk 830 WCCO.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.